Do you have text, Nick?
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. If you have neck pain, headaches, neck cricks, achy shoulders, you could be suffering from what physical therapists have called text neck. When you spend prolonged periods of time sitting in front of computer screens and hanging over your cell phones and your tablets, your head gets pulled forward and your spine gets slumped back, especially it's worse if you're doing it in a chair, and your shoulders get rounded forward. So your head weighs about 10 pounds, and when it's in a neutral position with your ears over your shoulders, that's fine. It's 10 pounds. But for every inch that your head comes forward, the load of your spine doubles. So imagine if you're focusing on your smartphone or your computer monitor, and your head naturally and gradually shifts forward, so that 10 pounds can very soon move up to 20 pounds or 30 pounds. So here you are, and you're starting to text. So here we go, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. So all of a sudden, you're wondering why your neck and your shoulders are hurting. That's why. So when your head gets pulled forward for prolonged periods of time, which, you know, we spend prolonged periods of time on our smartphones, and anybody who has a job or works at all in this world, their head gets pulled forward for prolonged periods of time on their computer monitors, you'll start to experience inflammation, muscle strain, disc herniation. You can get disc herniation in your necks too, not just in your lower backs, and pinched nerves. Over time, the natural lordotic curve of your cervical spine can flatten out and even turn to cervical kyphosis. So it's incredibly important that we vary our movements and give our necks some alternative movement patterns and help positions that are frozen, that they get frozen into with computers, laptops, and smartphones. So let me show you something that we can do. So practicing poses like cat pose will help to restore the natural alignment of your spine by moving your spine through flexion and extension and rotation and lateral movements. So you can also do poses like thread the needle, but you can also take your spine through lateral movements as well in cat pose. And by moving your spine through its natural range of motion, you will start to move your cervical spine again. So you'll actually start to move your neck rather than having it held in a fixed position in front of your body staring at a screen. So this is one of the biggest problems in our culture, is that our head just gets held, and then it actually gets held in the wrong position. So that's something that can happen in cat pose, and it will help to counter text neck. So if you'd like more support in varying your movement patterns and actually getting your neck moving again, in our membership site, I offer our best value-added, innovative, and leading-edge research with a series of classes like our neck, back, and nervous system prescription. But I also have upper back, neck, and shoulders classes, and I have a 10 series of shoulder shorts, which gets into really moving your shoulders, because another thing that happens is all these fine motor movements just stiffen up your shoulders. So I can give you tons of support in our membership community. But let me tell you about what one of those classes in our neck, back, and nervous system 7-class series will do for you. It will show you, the fourth class in the series will demonstrate how your nervous system can adapt much more easily when it feels safe. So with the use of restorative yoga, we can safely increase your range of motion in cat pose. So that's one of the really cool things that we do in our membership community. So I'd love to support you in recovering from things like text neck in our membership community. I'd love to hear your comments on this. Leave your comments below, and let's have a conversation about this. Thanks for watching. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.